Page 134. Read. The Sound of Money and the Smell of Soup.
Many more years ago than anyone can remember, there was a young man named Erman who lived in a village in the kingdom of Atinka, a country far away from everywhere. Erman had little money. In fact, he only had 3 gold coins. One day, Erman went on a journey to find a job. He traveled over land and sea, through deserts and forests, across rivers and mountains, until he arrived in a city. As he looked around, he was fascinated by the sights, sounds, and smells of the market. There were people selling jewels, spices, leather, delicate vases, and clothes. There were donkeys, sheep, goats, and camels. There were musicians banging drums and playing flutes. Surely here, Erman would find a job. Erman saw a sign, "Room to Rent." Very nervously, he knocked at the door. A terrifying man with huge muscles opened it.
"What do you want?"
the man hollered rudely. "A room, please, sir," answered Erman politely.
3 gold coins," replied the man. He looked fierce.
Erman began to shake.
But, said Erman.
3 gold coins,"
repeated the man aggressively. Erman had no choice. Handing the man the only 3 coins he had, he went up to his room. The next morning, Erman woke up early. He was starving. What was that delicious smell? It was a tasty mixture of chicken, carrots, spices, herbs, and garlic. Erman's stomach made a growling noise like a tiger. He galloped down the staircase, following the smell with his nose in the air. In the kitchen, the rude man was stirring a pot of soup as big as a bathtub with a wooden spoon. Several people were waiting to pay for their lunches. Erman turned to the man bravely and said,
"May I have some of that mouth-watering soup?"
3 gold coins," yelled the man threateningly.
But, said Erman.
He didn't have any gold coins left. So he went back up to his room. He pulled a chair onto his balcony. From there, he could smell the soup with all its tempting flavors.
Sniff, sniff, sniff. Erman sucked in the air and imagined he was eating the greedy man's soup.
"What are you doing?"
yelled the man. He was standing on the street, staring up at Erman.
"Nothing," said Erman shyly. "I was just smelling your delicious soup."
"You are a thief!" screamed the man. "You have stolen my smells! I will take you to court and make you pay for the smell of my soup!"
He dragged Erman down the staircase, along the street, and straight into the law court. In the court, the Hoja, who was a wise man and a judge, was reading a newspaper, as he often did. Everybody asked him to decide who was right and who was wrong. That was the Hoja's job. The Hoja looked at Erman, and then he looked at the terrifying man.
"What's the problem?" he asked.
"This boy has stolen my smells," screamed the man. His face was purple with anger.
"And you want to be paid for the smells?" asked the Hoja.
"Yes, I do,"
bellowed the man.
"Then I will pay you," said the Hoja calmly. He took 3 gold coins from his pocket, and one by one, he threw them into a metal bowl.
"There you are," said the Hoja, returning to his newspaper. "You can leave now."
But, where's my money?" cried the man.
The Hoja looked at the man over the top of his newspaper. I have paid you for the smell of soup with the sound of money, the Hoja said fiercely. Now, go away.